You are in the genre of Carl Hiaasen and Elmore Leonard, both of whom I admire and read.
Yeah, those are two writers, Hiaasen and Elmore Leonard, who I really love. There's just not enough of that kind of fiction. I think that's one of the reasons I write the kind of books that I do, is because you can find a lot of certain kinds of mysteries and a lot of kinds of certain hard-boiled thrillers, but that sort of crime with some humor and some interesting bad guys who really aren't that bad for bad guys, but there's not a lot of that to read, and so that's the stuff I love to read myself, so I thought I'd love to write it, and I really did.
One of the reviewers said that you managed to capture and keep a thread of romance, a love story going on in the middle of what some people, I guess, would call bizarre and strange characters.
I try to keep my characters as grounded as possible. I mean, they're definitely colorful characters, but I also try to write really realistic fiction. And part of writing realistic fiction for me is the human relationship between people who are in love. And I think that's kind of the center of any kind of good fiction. I love when characters are falling in love and falling out of love and trying to figure out how to be in love when they're also getting chased by murderous 300-pound strip club owners and the Armenian mob. I like sort of exploring the human heart, but also having some fun with it as well.
And my impression is that while you sound like a romantic, you're most definitely not a sentimentalist.
I appreciate that distinction very, very much, because it's one I make all the time. Like, I believe deeply in sentiment. And I really hate sentimentality. I hate when the violins swell and you're sort of told to feel something in a book or a movie. At the same time, though, I love genuine emotion. So with my characters, I love them all deeply. And I think most writers are maybe technically insane, because we develop these incredible bonds with completely imaginative people. And that's what happens with me, is I love my characters, and I really love to see them have a chance at happiness and love, even if they happen to be, you know, former getaway drivers or possibly sociopathic con women. I think they should have a shot at happiness.
You've written Gut Shot Straight, and you've got Whiplash River with the same characters coming out in July?
Several of the key characters in Gut Shot Straight show up again in Whiplash River. I try to make it not just the same formula and the same kind of book. It's definitely the same tone and the same sensibility. It took me a while to come up with a story that captured everything that readers seemed to like about the first one, but also would be fresh and surprising and sort of new.
Your reviews are saying that you are managing to weave a literary feel to an otherwise pretty street-feeling genre.
My background was first as a journalist, which was really, you know, down-to-earth, kind of hard-boiled. And then I went to graduate school in creative writing, which was very snooty and literary. The stuff I love to read and I love to write kind of doesn't really have a name. I think it's literary, but I also think it's genre, and I'm not even sure calling things by those labels is useful for a writer. I hate literary snobs, but I also hate people who don't value good writing and good characters in their fiction. I try to hit that sweet spot in between, like a lot of writers do.
So your protagonist, Charles Sheikh Bouchon, does he have potential for a lifetime of books?
Definitely a few more. The tricky thing is, you know, I mean, a lot of the franchise books have as their main character a private detective or a homicide detective or someone who kind of has a built-in reason for each book, which would be a case. And my main characters are bad guys, essentially, or bad guys who don't want to be bad guys anymore, but they don't really have necessarily, you know, a case coming in every week. But I have lots of ideas for him that seem kind of natural and organic and not forced.
Sales for Gut Shot Straight really strong?
Yeah, they were good. I mean, I was really fortunate that it found an audience of people who kind of spanned the spectrum. Like, I was really surprised. I think a lot of people who loved hard-boiled fiction like it because it's got a toughness to it, I hope, and kind of a street quality that it feels real. But then a lot of people who like softer kind of mysteries really responded to it as well, because, you know, it's about characters and about emotion, and it's not about gratuitous violence, and it's not about being tough for the sake of being tough. You know, I love that a lot of college students love my book, that it's fast and it's funny and it's sexy, and it kind of appeals to people who are, you know, 19 and 20, but it also appeals to people, you know, who are like 59 and 69, and that makes me really happy.
Yeah, I guess it would.